Don Lemon, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Don't believe the hype.
From our New York studios up in Harlem, Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I could not believe this. Just before airtime last night, everybody was shocked. Just when you thought you had seen the last of him, he's back. I'm talking about none other than George Zimmerman. This latest reemergence comes even after some of his own attorneys, his former attorneys, have wondered why he just doesn't go away quietly. It's a new video. It's provided by his divorce attorneys, the law firm of Ayo and Eichen in Orlando, Florida. Zimmerman basically blames President Obama for his problems and says he was victimized by the administration.
He took what should have been a clear-cut self-defense matter, and still to this day, on the anniversary of the incident, he held a ceremony at the White House inviting the Martin Fulton family and stating that they should take the day to reflect upon the fact that all children's lives matter. Well, unfortunately for the president, I'm also my parents' child, and my life matters as well. And for him to make incendiary comments as he did and direct the Department of Justice to pursue a baseless prosecution, he by far overreached, and even broke the law in certain aspects.
Wow. Wow. That's going to get him on the speaking tour. That's going to get him on the speaking tour.
Zimmerman says the president, if he had a son, he'd look like Trayvon comment was clearly, and this is a quote from him, a dereliction of duty. He says now that the Department of Justice investigation is over and he's cleared, that it's a perfect time for him to speak his mind. He says that he no longer fears retaliation by the administration and that he feels his civil rights were violated.
This is at his divorce attorney's.
He went back
to
record this afterwards.
They opened an investigation and reopened it to see if I had violated his civil rights. And again, they had numerous examples of a bounty being placed on my head, credible threats placed against myself and my family, from who they know to be domestic terrorists. And the president and the attorney general and the federal government declined to do anything about it.
This next part is the one that is really the most egregious, because he says he has a clean conscience and that he did nothing wrong. He even explicitly states that he believes all of it was God's will.
He is a Christian. I believe that God does everything for a purpose, and he had his plans, and for me to second guess them would be hypocritical, almost blasphemous. Had I have had a fraction of a thought that I could have done something differently, acted differently, so that both of us would have survived, then I would have heavier weight on my shoulders, that sense in the back of my mind. But in all fairness, you cannot, as a human, feel guilty for living, for surviving.
Does he have a book coming out?
He must have something coming out.
Yeah.
I don't understand why he would go back to his attorney to play this. He has no remorse. Because believe it or not, there are people out there who believe Zimmerman was right. You guys alluded to it when you said he's going to get on the speaking circuit.
Well, look at all the people that paid money.
Right.
For his,
we spoke
for,
to
for
one person
defense.
Last night.
He made like $300,000, $400,000, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if they'll pay that, they'll pay that to defend him.
They'll pay to see him talk.
They'll pay to see him talk.
Especially as he's saying stuff against the president. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. Well, we spoke to a person
last
night
book.
Who said that they believe that the president did divide the nation, that George Zimmerman was right. It matters not to me, because even if you feel you are right, sometimes you should just have a seat and be quiet. For George Zimmerman, this is one of those times. Just shut up. Even people who kind of supported him still said, people who said, okay, well, I understand, they still said, at this point, he should just shut up.
All right.
Wow.
Don Lemon.